Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 and God bless you. Thank you so much, my sisters, my brothers in Christ Jesus, Yeshua. Thank you so much for being here on the Stars of Heaven Network on this beautiful day. And as promised, I'm here with today's broadcast on this beautiful Labor Day, and I hope it's going well with you. Glory be to God. And I'm excited, really, really excited to be here with you, to share with you this sharing. And as we are in a new equinox, yes, we are. The calendar has turned over, and we're going into a new year according to the holy calendar of God. Hallelujah. And I'm excited about that because the times and seasons that the Lord has for us, it's in His hands. Yes, it is. And we can know those times and those seasons as He's revealed them to us. Amen. As He speaks to us regarding His will. Amen. And we trust His leading. Glory be to God. And I tell you, I have so much to get to today. So much He has given me. And I certainly wanted to get on before today. But I've been tweeting and putting some things on my Facebook page to kind of prep you and prepare you for what's to come. Yes, what is already here. Glory be to God. And I wanted to minister this message as we continue to celebrate the Bride Queen's birthday celebration this month, where I'm celebrating a birthday. Our Blessed Mother birthday is in a few days. And I will be coming to you with a special broadcast regarding venerating and celebrating her life. Glory be to God. I wanted to come on Brides, Bubbly, and Brunch because I love the word the Lord gave me for Brides, Bubbly, and Brunch, which is spoken of in Psalm 78, where it talks about the angel's food. And I'm still going to minister from Psalm 78 because it is a great part, and a lot of the things I'm going to be ministering to is going to be found in Psalm 78 as relates to this time of communication. Yes. And this message entitled Mercury's Translations speaks to what is happening in the heavens, what's happening in the second heavens. And I'm really excited about this because one of the things that I learned when I gave my heart to Christ and I was born again of the water and the Spirit, and I received the new mind, the mind of Christ, and I became new. Everything became new. Amen. Is that Jesus redeemed our communication. Yes, He did. Not only did He redeem it, but He gave us a new way of communicating. Amen. And I gave you Philemon, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, and how Apostle Paul, who was a prisoner at the time, and he was a prisoner of the Lord Jesus Christ, was thanking God and making mention of the saints there that he was writing to in his prayers for hearing of their love and their faith, amen, which he said they had toward the Lord Jesus Christ and toward the saints. And I tell you, this message is really one that the Lord gave me because in this season, as we see as we get aligned prophetically with the word of the Lord, the Lord's will for our life according to our obedience and our life of holiness, we also need to be aware of what's happening in the heavens and how the solar and the planetary systems are aligning or clashing or going retrograde. And that is evident by what's happening in the earth realm. Yes, it is. It's evident by what's happening in the earth realm, which Jesus said what would happen in the last days. There'll be signs and wonders in the heavens and in the earth with the weather and everything. So we're seeing the prophetic events unfold. And I'm going to try not to be all over the place with this message because I want to keep my train of thought as I minister this, because I really want to make sure you have an understanding of what's happening right now and how important it is according to what this exhortation that Apostle Paul, St. Paul was writing and speaking to the church of Philemon, or speaking to the servant there, and how they were in his prayers from hearing about their love and their faith. which they had toward the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, and toward the saints. And the thing that he spoke about was the communication, that their communication of their faith became effectual by acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Glory be to God. And that's the thing that he said to me. He said, I've given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Everything that we do speaks to God's life and godliness. In fact, everything that has to do with life, with communication, is going on every level because of there's every life form. Amen? There's every life form. And so we must be aware of what type of communication, or the Lord will make us aware of how things are being translated. Amen. We live in a world where symbols and things are, there's a lot of different forms of communication. And I'm reminded of a word that I gave under my former broadcast, Brides of Christ Radio, where I was speaking to people about how the enemy would try to speak below our consciousness. He tries to speak to us in a language where we can receive it in the unconscious mind, but the conscious mind can't receive it. And so there's a lot of different forms of communication. And before I get into this message, I really want to just touch on some things that he gave me, which is the woe, or the beware of what you need to look for as we move into greater, hallelujah, and more in-depth communication with the Lord. Amen. And that communication is definitely by our prayer language, by the words that we speak. And that's why it's so important to grow as an individual and as a person, because our communication, we must be able to communicate our faith. Amen. That's what the Word of God says, that you be able to communicate your faith and give an answer to those who ask of the hope that lies within you. Amen. So not only must we know how to communicate our faith, we must know how to give an answer. And this is what he was acknowledging of the saints there and the brother there in writing to him. And he said, with great joy and consolation in thy love, amen, because of the bowels of the saints were refreshed by him. Amen. So his language, his communication, his love, amen, was refreshing, amen, to those who were going through, who were suffering, amen. And I'm here to do that. I'm here to help refresh you. I'm here to give you a fresh word, fresh manna, the angel's food, to help you be and become perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Amen. And that's what the word of the Lord comes to do. Amen. When it's spoken by a true prophet, when it's the word of the Lord, it will come, it will cut, it will feed, it will fill. Amen. Because that's what the Lord comes to do. But I want to just say this, finish the thought that I share with you regarding the Lord bringing and redeeming communication. Amen. And he redeemed that communication and our fellowship, amen, by giving us the tree of life, amen, which is in the midst of paradise, amen. He gave us the tree, he got the fountains of water, living waters, those things that he gave and he redeemed because of the beguile of being, Eve being beguiled, eating from what? The tree of good and evil, the tree of good and evil, which is really dangerous. Amen. Because whatever you feed upon, amen, will give you will manifest in knowledge, and it will manifest in your behavior. And so it's real dangerous to eat of the tree of good and evil, because it make it one wise in your own conceit. You become a law unto yourself. Amen. Anything that's a law unto itself is reprobate. Anything that's a law unto itself, it can't be trusted. Amen. It tends to lead to self-worship. Amen. And I'm not saying not be self-sufficient. I'm not saying be responsible. I'm not saying that you don't take the lead, because that's what the Lord wants, for to take the lead, take the reins. Amen. But if it's done out of pride, if it's done out of self-will, amen, or often wrong motives, that's a problem. Amen. So I want to just say that. because that's what he was sharing with me about eating from the tree of life, that it will produce life. Amen. And the thing that I so love about this message, about the communication, and him giving me the woe or the beware, was that in this hour, as I was preparing this message, he said, even as he was ministering to me, he was showing me different forms of communication that the hierarchies of Satan uses. Amen. Because remember, he's a prince and he's a power of the air. And again, the kingdom of darkness has his own language. Amen. And he said that that's why it's important for us to preach the word, teach the word, declare the word, and even speak to those things that are contrary. Amen. And how important it is for us to call in, amen, call into judgment those things, those people who are contrary, amen, into his divine judgment. Amen. Casting down wicked imagination, every high thought that exalts itself against the knowledge of God for our life, and bringing it into captivity unto the obedience of Jesus Christ. Amen. And our blessed mother, amen, who is now the bride queen, amen, did that. Amen. It was the seed of the woman that broke the Satan's back. Amen. And so our seed that we have of the word of God that's been implanted in our womb and implanted in our heart that grows, that we speak, will break, amen, the devil. Bruise his heel and bruise his head. Amen. And that's why I thank God for the body of Christ, the church as a whole. And that's why it's so important to be corporally joined, amen. Because when God leads you into the right place, by your brook where you're to be fed or you're to be watered, that with that corporate anointing, which is in spirit, again, which is in spirit and in truth, will alert and penetrate through the heavens and the universe, and must come down, amen, and will be bound. So I encourage you to stay connected corporately, amen. The Lord is the good porter, amen. He said he knows how to lead us in and lead us out, so we may find what? Pasture, feed, amen. And I always talk about finding your word. Where's your word? Locate your word, amen. And it's in the mouth of those that God has put it in, amen. And that's why you need to let the Lord jointly fit you together, amen. And because it's the word of God said he has set us in the body as it pleases him, amen. Now, in our communication of all things that pertain to life and godliness, that communication is to be taken in his holy chambers, amen. We're to take those petitions, those prayers. As he said, be not anxious for nothing, be not careful for nothing, with all prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your request be known unto God. Amen. And he said that as we take those things and bring them before him, amen, before the throne, he will perfect those things that concern us. Amen. And in fact, he said for us to cast all our cares upon him, for he cared for us. Amen. So those things that concerned us, we just cast it upon him. Amen. And we have to press in. As Jesus said, this is the chemo is press into it. Amen. So we're definitely in the press right now. I'm in the press right now. And in that pressing, amen, into the holies of holies, amen, we must be aware of those things that will try to keep us in the outer court. Amen. Or put emphasis on outer courts, or beware of those who are simply outcasts or illegitimate. Amen. Because these are the people that God was about. He said, and those communications that he was speaking to me about, he said it comes by way of lies. Amen. Comes by way of witchcraft, those who are practicing witchcraft. And which is one of the things the Lord was dealing me about, because that's one of the things I'm always dealing with is witches and warlocks and people who operate from incantations and spells. And as I shared with you in a previous message and giving you understanding of how witchcraft works, amen, to really break it down and give you a quick synopsis of what the Lord gave me a couple of years ago about people who operate out of witchcraft. It comes from the spirit of rebellion. They're in rebellion. And again, the Lord calls it a quick fix. They're using shortcuts. Amen. Many who use witchcraft are doing so because they want to change or alter a certain state or try to alter you. So they will employ and deploy things and speak things like Balak did in trying to curse the people of God, trying to change the outcome of their destiny, their future. He said they use those tactics and those methods to try to stop you, amen, stop my church, stop my bride, because as I shared with you in the last broadcast, they can't contend. They can't contend. And because we're contenders, because this is the year of the greater, amen, and that greater is our portion, and greater is in me than he is in the world, that the enemies, the hierarchies of Satan, principalities and powers, his minions, his cohorts, his footmen, amen, will try to use these things, and even that those communications, amen, which witchcraft is a form of communication, because they're using those practices to get a what, or elicit a what? Response, amen. And again, communication comes in all different forms. Amen. And you need to understand what is being communicated right where you are. Amen. And that most certainly includes nonverbal. Amen. Nonverbal communication. And that's why we have to eat meat. The point of us eat meat and not drink milk. Amen. And really not just to be so locked into your doctrine or what you believe, that you're not open to what the creation of God is saying, what is moaning, what is groaning, amen, to be birthed forth, amen. And I just, you know, just thank God that he's given me that gifting and that and anointed me to do so, amen, and be able to translate it, hallelujah, translate it, to speak it, give you interpretation and give you understanding by ministry of the word, amen, the infallible word of God, amen, what it means. But again, back to what I was saying about how witchcraft that comes from an evil heart, amen. People who operate out of witchcraft are those who are in rebellion. They are opposed of God. They oppose themselves. And when you see people who try to work stuff against you or speak things against you, it's, again, to try to stop you, which I really don't understand, because, again, you live by what you believe. Amen. That's your reality. Whatever reality you create for yourself, that's the reality you live in. It has nothing to do with me. I mean, I just talk to God about that all the time. I don't understand that, God. Why? Why are you trying to change my outcome? My reality is about my reality, my belief. Amen. We create our worlds by what we do. Now, how does that affect me with you? I don't know, because you have no part in this. Again, I often say you have no part in this. We have nothing in common. Amen. Live your belief. I live mine. Glory be to God. But I just wanted to say that because, you know, I find it real funny and hilarious, people who do that, because, again, that says to me, that says to the universe of Christ, that you are contrary, because with everything that comes with life, it should be a flow. And it should be based on good. It should be based on light. Amen. And when people operate from those places, which comes from, again, from the heart, and which is indicative and telling and of where the seat of the soul is, which is hell. Amen. Because when you're of God, amen, you profess God in any form, it should be good. Amen. It should manifest in life, produce life. Amen. It will produce equality, not oppression and suppression of someone else. Because, again, my spirituality, your spirituality, whatever it is to benefit you, not someone else. And that's why I just share my faith. Amen. I just share my faith. And whosoever will, whosoever had it in a year, whosoever fully receive, fully give. Amen. It's just real simple. And for me, it's real simple. But again, witchcraft comes to complicate things, because it comes to to put a fog, as the Lord said, on the communication. Not only put a fog, but it comes to put a stigma, try to put a stigma on the thing that God wants to manifest in our life. And that's why we, as believers, as saints, as His dear children, must live in a way which will denounce that. Amen. And as I shared in the first message that I ever preached, set the precedence for your life. Amen. I have set the precedence for my life. I've set the standard for my life, and I haven't taken down from that. Amen. And again, when you practice holiness and you practice living right, which first and foremost comes from the consciousness, amen, because again, your conscience should bear you witness. And but again, if that's burnt up, if the conscience is burnt up, amen, and seared, amen, I expect people to do likewise. But to go on to what he was saying about those demonic communication in the second heavens, and I'm reminded of what he shared with Daniel when Daniel prayed. The angel, glory be to God, the angels whom God has given us to minister to those of heirs of salvation, the angels, the administration of heaven, the celestial hierarchies that are assigned to my life to battle for me on my behalf in the second heavens so that my prayers can get through, amen, would not be hindered. He said that that the enemy would try to veil that, amen, to veil that. And he said that one of the things that he's doing, amen, to ensure that our prayers ascend, amen, and is that he's going to scramble the communication of the enemy, amen. He said, I'm going to cause their sword to pierce their own hearts, amen. And again, understanding how to use the laws of the universe is very important as well. Amen. The law of reciprocity. It's certain laws that I call into manifestation. Law of reciprocity talks about sowing and reaping. You reap what you sow. Known to the world as karma. Karma. Amen. And the word of God refers to it as sowing and reaping. Amen. So, again, as we are entering into this new year, if the natural houses that God has given us are not properly inhabited, amen, if you're not living in the earth realm, walking in the earth realm according to the laws that's supposed to govern you, then you really can't affect anyone else. Because, again, it's all about flow, amen. And that's what he was saying. He was saying that the communication will flow in a certain way as you acknowledge certain things that are happening, and certain things that are being put in circulation, amen, in the universe, amen. And that's what he was telling me about conspiracies, how the enemy will come with lies and rumors of lies to try to stop, that will try to stop the flow of the Holy Spirit upon our life and the momentum of our life. And how those things are, he's taken out of circulation, amen. And those things that are created by way of violation, amen. People who actually try to, and this is something I've experienced, so this is actually my testimony. This is something that actually happened to me and something that I actually experienced by the enemy. And the Lord had to help me gain understanding on it because I had never experienced it before on this level in my faith walk with the Lord, in my relationship with Him, which I was an indication that I had been elevated and indication that the favor in my life had increased. Especially when you have people who you don't even know, who you don't know personally, who don't have a relationship with, put those things in circulation in the universe, even in our communities. Amen. And the Lord had to really cancel those conspiracies and contracts that were against me by way of information that was received by about me, that was getting through, that was obtained by violating my privacy, amen, And I was really shocked at this, at the fact that I went through this, because I'm like, okay, well, you know, if people actually would dig in your life and would try to find something against you to ultimately take away your freedom, amen, and based on what I'm sharing. So I had to come to a greater understanding on that okay, the enemy is real. This really is a spiritual thing, because there's no way I cannot know this person, which, again, people who do this hide themselves. Amen. As the Lord said, they create demonic and satanic realities, and they hide in their hubs, demonic hubs, so they, you know, they're invisible. But I had to quickly learn that, again, that's part of spirituality. Amen. And one thing I so love about the Lord, because whatever the Lord said, whatever he spoke of, he did it publicly. And that's why I so love the corporate anointing. When they sought to accuse him, when they brought him before the chief priest and they asked him what he said, he held to what he said, because what he said was what the Lord said, what Father God gave him to say. And so, you know, that was the one thing that the Lord gave me comfort on, saying that, no, you are who you say you are. You're who I say you are. So anything the enemy would try to do to bring up, amen, to try to accuse you, even before government or law enforcement, because, again, anything the enemy tries to do is to try to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's after our civil liberties. You need to understand, he's after your liberty. He's after your free will. And I just praise and thank God how he really gave me victory over that thing, because that was put in circulation in the community about me. And it was trying to put a stigma on me and try to make me a byword. Now, the thing that so blessed me about that was that I have made myself of no reputation. Amen. And that's what Jesus did. He didn't make himself of no reputation, so I don't have a reputation to uphold. Amen. And it was truly my life of living holy and having a true testimony and truly serving the true living God that didn't come to pass. Amen. Which was a lie anyway, because any information somebody get about you and they try to use, especially when they got it illegally, if somebody is violating your personal life for any information, for his medical records or anything, I mean, I'm like, how are you going to try to use something you got illegally, information you got illegally about me, and then try to use it to try to legitimize it, to try to destroy me, when you're not even looking at your own stuff? Even if somebody is guilty about something, amen, God is a God of forgiveness, amen? And so this message is really important for you to understand that in order for us to really have our realms clear, amen, and free, God is reconciling some things. And he was letting me know, I'm reconciling that, amen. I'm avenging you of some things and some people that have deliberately imposed upon you, violated you, amen. It's things that people don't even know I know they have done to me, amen, because they don't think I know, amen. But, again, that's how the kingdom of darkness works, amen, and how misguided people are. Amen, and their belief system and their spirituality. Because, again, any spirituality that you have is to benefit you. It's to create your world. Amen, and this is not a competition. It's not. I come here to share with you what thus said the Lord, to help you get closer or to be reconciled to the Father so that you can have that protection you need in this world. Amen, because truly these been the last days, or in these times, we need true divine security, protection. And I've come to know that comes only by the true and living God, amen, being truly aligned in your heart and your soul by truth, amen, will you overcome, amen. And God will cover the rest of the stuff, amen. So people who will try to, quote-unquote, expose you, amen, don't understand forgiveness because they have not been forgiven. Amen. And one of the things that the Lord shared with me in adding to this message, he said that oftentimes will come by those who are, as he said in Timothy, those who are truth breakers, covenant breakers, those who are no longer in the faith, who turned aside to bribes and lies. Amen. Who sold the Lord out for 10 pieces of silver or sold themselves for naught. Some people sold out, they ain't got nothing. Amen. They're just trying to get. So they're trying to say, y'all just trying to get. But God, all wise and all knowing, has this thing so sewed up. It's laughable. Now, the thing that he said was that because he did not allow those things to happen, he canceled all those contracts and canceled those things that he tried to put out there that would try to put me under some type of investigation and try to just create all type of demonic stuff. He said it was by faith, your faith, that you would obtain a good report. Amen? Because it's not just about me living, me preaching Jesus. I live what I preach. Anybody that watch my life, I ain't creeping. Amen? I live what I say. Amen? And that's why they had to do what they did to our Lord and Savior, because they couldn't find anything on him. They just simply wanted to stop him because he was setting people free. The anointing upon his life was doing what it was supposed to do, and that's set the captives free, open the eyes to the blind, you know, give hope to the hopeless, amen. And when the anointing is upon you to do that, of course, the kingdom of darkness is going to be rattled, amen. It should be. But the thing that he was saying was that the favor of God had already gone before me. And when he said he blotted out all handwritings and ordinances that was written against me, that was so. And the enemy would try to resurge those things or try to bring those things back to try to put fear. Amen. And that's why you really have to live a life that is that is spotless. Amen. And again, the purpose of forgiveness of sin is that we're going to sin. Amen. And he said, if any man sin, he a lie. He said he's a lie and the truth is not in him. Amen. So it's not about the sin. It's the unconfessed sin. It's the sin that's not being properly disposed of. It's the sin that's not being properly reconciled by way of the cross. And that's what he was saying about, you know, those who are not only truth breakers, but those who will try to sacrifice you, because those who he ripped the kingdom from, those who have been preordained for this judgment, the judgment of Christ, he said that they have the sacrifice no longer works for them, because he has turned them over to the will of the enemy. He has turned them over to the wicked one, the devil and his angels. And so they will try to sacrifice you because of the sacrifice that was given for them. They betrayed it. And it's just like Judas. Judas cut himself when he betrayed Christ. Amen. And so those are the ones that we really have to be aware of, those who knew of this way, knew the judgment of God, but did contrary anyway. And that's one of the things that the Lord is showing me, and my people who would try to attach itself to me in my ministry, in my life, because of my faith and my testimony, thinking they know this way, which they don't. Amen. But again, if they had known, they would not have, you know, not only crucified the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they would not be... would not have done so to themselves. Which took me back to the beginning of the year. Because in the beginning of the year, I declared this year would be an unorthodox year. Amen. I decreed that the Lord was going to give instructions. And that instruction came by way with what our Blessed Mother said when... someone came to her and said, oh, they were all of wine. At the first wedding, the miracle that he performed, he turned the wine to wine. She said, whatever he said to do, do it. Amen. And so in order for you to be able to see the manifestation of what God is saying to you, this is the time that you're going to have to really hear what he's saying. And that's what this season, past season, gave us, an opportunity to fine-tune our hearing, to get rid of the dullness of hearing. To check our doctrine, to make sure we don't have anything erroneous going on, where they would obscure our vision and our sight to seeing, amen, what he's saying, amen, and doing. Now, in that declaration, and this being an unorthodox year, and whatever he said to do, do it, again, you can't have favorites, because you don't know who he's tossing the ball to. Amen. Again, God's not going to let nobody get a monopoly on him. Amen. On spiritual things. Nobody has spiritual stuff on lock when it comes to the kingdom of heaven. Because, again, it's an invisible kingdom. Amen. And so all this jockeying and trying to be first and all this jealousy, it's just ridiculous. Because Jesus said, indeed, you should drink of the cup that I drink of. He said, but to sit on my right hand or my left hand, that's given to who is prepared of my Father. Amen. So, again, it's all about preparation. And what's really important, just checking, let me just look at my time, make sure I don't go over my time. 3:30. Okay, yeah, I got enough. 3 minutes. To make sure that we're not stepping out of the boundaries that the Lord has given us. Amen. I know I'm not going to get through this whole message today, so I'm definitely going to come back probably on Wonderful Wednesday and finish it up, because I still have not gotten to Psalm 78, which I want to get to, because in Psalm 78, and him giving them their meat to the full, that psalm is really a psalm that's really important for you to read and understand, because it speaks of the patterns of God and how the children of Israel, after God gave them to the meat to the full, amen, gave them the angels' food, how they still rebelled by complaining, amen. And I'm going to stop there, because that's one of the ways that you can stop and prevent your heavens from staying open, amen, and seeing your miracle happen, amen, and seeing the sequence that the Lord wants us to stay on to unfold, and how it could be a door opener to principality and powers who could use that as a way of trying to fog your atmosphere, amen. So when I come back, I'm going to talk about how you can regulate, how you need to regulate and keep your realms open, amen, and clear, because the enemy is always trying to encamp about our spiritual atmosphere in the natural by coming around us or trying to do stuff instead of being, keeping us from just living in peace, amen. Yes, it's about blessings and all that good stuff, but it's about peace and being and love, amen, love, love, love. So I'm going to stop there, and I'm going to come back on this week, maybe Wonderful Wednesday, and I'm going to start at the top of the broadcast from Psalm 78. And I'm also going to go and visit my Facebook page for September 2nd, where I talked about the strong man and deliverance, amen, because once the Lord has delivered you from some things, it's important for you to hold that deliverance so you can take it into your new year, amen, your new season, amen. So I want to thank you so much for being here with me on the Stars of Heaven Network. I'm excited for what the Lord has prepared for you, what he's bringing you into, the doors that he's opened, the effectual doors he's opened, how you are an effectual door. Yes, you are. And I pray that the communication of your faith be clear. Amen. I hope that the Lord will not only transform you, amen, but you will continue to go from glory to glory, even in the express image of the Lord. I tell you, I'm excited to minister more with you regarding what he's given me for this new season of communication. Yes, 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 communications. Amen. And remember, love, 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 love is the greatest form of communication. Amen. And I hope that you will express love today. Someone, show love to someone today, and I pray that you will experience the love of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, amen, and experience the love of the Father. It is a life changer. I love you. Peace, blessings, and I will speak to you soon. Take care. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon.